This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace has been looking at homelessness from several angles in recent days, both in our PM program here in the morning and online. Reporter Jeff Tyler has been talking to people without shelter about how they got there, how they're coping, also to people trying to help them and to neighborhoods and businesses affected by this rising tide. Today, the story takes us to Hollywood.
Hollywood Boulevard is lined with old theaters designed as movie palaces.
The Egyptian Theater happens to be the birthplace to the movie star and the movie premiere.
On this historical walking tour of Hollywood, tourists learn that actors in the 1920s had a bad reputation.
It was so bad that landlords would not rent to them. These actors would show up to apartment buildings looking for housing, and all they found were signs in windows that read, "No dogs, no actors allowed." It was such a problem for the studios that many of them had to build housing facilities of their own because many of their actors were homeless on the street.
Today, homelessness in Hollywood is still a problem. Tony Hoover owns Redline Tours.
In the last couple of years, I've seen a pretty dramatic increase in homelessness on the street.
He says Hollywood has gotten a bad rep, partly due to aggressive panhandlers, and it's hurt his business.
Our walk-in business, the people who are just coming here that we would get randomly, that's probably dropped off a huge percentage, probably close to 50%.
Businesses have hired a former policewoman, Courtney Kanagi, to help deal with the people camped out on Hollywood Boulevard.
People want to see the Walk of Stars. They don't want to be stepping over people who are panhandling, asking for money, sleeping on the sidewalk. People may not want to go inside their business to buy products if they're being hassled on the way in.
I spoke with two young homeless guys. One, a 24-year-old who goes by the street name Solo, says he understands the tension between the homeless and wealthy business owners.
They're walking around with a $40,000 Rolex, you know, for an accessory, and that amount of money would change both of our lives.
What do the tourists think? I spoke with a woman from Israel.
They didn't know that so much people can live in the street like this. I was shocked.
A man from India also noticed the homeless.
There's like quite a few over there. It doesn't look good.
But a family from Memphis said that the situation didn't hurt their experience. Instead, they said it inspired them to spend more time volunteering at a homeless shelter when they get home. In Hollywood, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
I know from the online responses that this is an issue many of you are keyed into. You may want to see and share two videos featuring some of these stories of homelessness that Jeff reported. The rest of Mr. Tyler's series is also in the top position at marketplace.org at the moment.